I think that's perhaps holds good quite a lot for another area of diabetes which I work in, which is gestational diabetes. This seems to be more and more prevalent, or maybe it's just the area within which I work, where of course there are many more mothers who are older when they start having their families. So if you like, they are already on the path to insulin resistance. They may also be slightly overweight. I wouldn't dare say obese. And that as their pregnancy progresses, they are more likely to develop gestational diabetes. Having children of my own, I can't think of a worse time to be diagnosed with yet another problem when you're coping with pregnancy. And a lot of these women are quite emotional when they're told that they have diabetes, and it's a question of working with them and trying to assess their diet and enable them to get excellent blood glucose control, because we're much more tight on blood glucose control for pregnant women than we are even with non-pregnant diabetics. And they've always got that fear of needing insulin at the back of their mind, and they really, really don't want it. This was a something that they got into that they never ever wanted to happen. And also, what damage has the diabetes done to their baby? And I think that's a very real fear, because even with all the advances in obstetrics and in the care of diabetes, there are still deaths. And we have had deaths in our clinic, and sometimes you can explain them and other times you can't, and that's very traumatic for the mums and the dads.